Welcome to the MindBody TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. I'm a conventionally trained physician sharing how the body heals and how you can access this state of healing effortlessly. Hello, I'm Dr. Kim DeRamo and welcome to MindBody TV. I am really excited to have you here and I'm going to share a special episode talking about where so many people lose our energy. And so it's not here now in the body available for healing. So if you have struggled with an autoimmune disease, inflammatory disease, cancer, MS, thyroid disease, bowel conditions, ulcerative colitis, or any other like mystery illness that no one even knows what it is, or like a fibromyalgia or a pain syndrome, you're in the right place because we're going to get your energy back. And I'm going to show you why the body hasn't been healing. So as a physician, I have come to understand that the mind and body are connected. The body heals itself. When this is not happening, it is because our energy is going in other directions. So welcome to MindBody TV. I would love to hear where you are in the world. Where are you tuning in from? I created MindBody TV because I'm aware of how essential the mind-body connection is to our healing, to our awakening, to our functioning as a society, and that there are so many modalities and approaches that incorporate this truth about the body's ability to heal itself that are left out of the mainstream medical model, but are very strongly validated and are something that can be accessible to all of us. So let's begin to ignite healing in your body for yourself today. So what I want to share is like where traumas or episodes in our life where we like leave our energy behind are creating it that the body doesn't heal. So I want to hear from you. What have you been struggling with? And it may be a physical medical issue or like a mental emotional, but it may also be just recurrent themes in your life that are not getting better no matter what you do. Like you're constantly struggling with money, or you're always overwhelmed and never have enough time, or people in your life, like, you know, I've always got this narcissistic sort of person badgering me. Like, what is it? Because you are actually a creator. Your body is electromagnetic and it is constantly sending signals to everyone and everything around you, creating in your body and creating your circumstances as well. You are not a victim, but can you be more consciously embodied? So what gets created in your body and in your life is more in harmony with who you really are. And so what is it you truly desire? Because your you actually have that in store. It's not a pipe dream. It's in your heart. And if you begin to feel into the body and breathe through the heart, you'll connect more with that. So God bless you if you've struggled with a disease or an illness or some kind of circumstance that's been really challenging. Find the compassion to meet all of these pieces of how hard it's been, because we're going to get your power back. And so I wanted to share this pictorial, representation of what is a timeline. Where do we lose our energy? This is one of the main things I do when I work with individuals or groups of people who are not like, yeah, I'm intending all the best, but this is not what's happening in my life, or their body's not healing no matter what they do. So you're on this timeline. Here we are in the here and now. Do I have all my energy on this timeline, or are there offshoots of my energy from the past on another timeline? So what did this look like? It looks like, oh, if only I had made that decision, then I'd be doing this thing and this would be what was happening and this would be so much better. And so some of our energy goes to that other timeline. For example, a major decision you made, right? Like, oh, if I hadn't married this person or didn't make, wow, if I'd only done this. And then there's this, it's actually created, right? Your energy goes there. Where your attention goes, your energy flows. And it's often this other timeline where you made a different choice. Oh, if I had married this person instead, or if I had stayed single, or if I had been in this other relationship, right? Another timeline back here where there was an inflection point. And so your energy is still back there. And it's right here, right now. You don't have access to your full power, your full healing, your full manifestation. And so you may consciously or unconsciously, you might not even be aware of this, but start to feel into this now. Are there ways you're making this other timeline, lighting up this other timeline, putting energy into this other timeline? For women, we do this all the time. Like, oh, if I had only got that light fixture, and or if I had put this thing over there. I had a friend who designed her own home, and she was constantly on this other timeline of like, oh, if I had gotten these countertops, or if I had done this thing, because it was like this discomfort with the decisions she'd made. So you lose a lot of energy to something like that, especially if it's something like a major choice, a job, a career. Oh, if only I'd gone on this other career path. And now your energy's over there. It's not available here to make this moment awesome, to bring in the opportunities, the ideas, the people, the resources, the money, the health. Here, now. You cannot live on that other timeline. You can't go back and have it be different. You can only erase that and get your energy back here now to be resourced and accessed on this timeline. Another major thing that can happen is like a trauma. Oh, ever since that car accident, this and this and this is here. And so we've got some energy back there. It's not actually resolved. You will feel this because it's still emotional. You're still talking about it. Maybe you're complaining. So any complaint you have, you want to look back like, wait a minute, where is my energy back there going into another timeline where something else is happening? Oh, if only that person hadn't hit me in the car. If only I hadn't fallen and had that injury. If only I hadn't gotten Lyme disease and got exposed to this tick, or if only I hadn't got exposed to that medication, right? A lot of energy, anger to the medical system, right? They gave me this medicine and it made me sick forever. I've got a lot of people I've worked with medically related injuries. We've got to get your energy back from that little nugget. You'll feel the emotion. You'll notice I'm complaining about this over and over. Like, share with me if you know what I'm talking about and what are the things you notice. Oh yeah, I do complain, or I say this story, right? If you start hearing yourself speak and just get aware, yeah, I'm telling the story of this. Oh, my ex used to do, you're leaving your energy behind, and I promise you, it's worth billions to get it back here now where it can create your prosperity. So that's another major place. And then a third one is like trauma. So this can be your upbringing. Wow, what happened to me when I was a child? Or your society, like what you were taught, what you learned, school, religion, parenting, other stuff that you think is intrinsic to who you are, but you can actually resolve that, get all the energy back from this timeline, and that energy is available to you now. So what are the stories you're telling yourself about, oh, well, I was treated like this, or I'm a survivor of blah, 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 or I had this kind of mother, father, whatever, family, religion, because you're leaving your energy there. Is there an emotional charge? And is there some sort of awareness of a limitation, or because of this, I can't do that, or because of this, I'm this horrible way, or, you know, it's a story. Guess who's making it up? Guess who's buying into it? Maybe it was created. Maybe it was real. Does it have to stay that way? Does it have to keep living? Because every time you put your energy back there, you're fueling this alternate timeline of like, if only I'd had this kind of parent, I would be this healthy person, this, you know, robustly alive person. I'd be free, right? So your energy's like, you're blaming. So I would say is what that trauma is like blame, where you lose a ton of energy. Blaming others, blaming your upbringing, blaming your past, even blaming yourself. You lose an immense amount of power because it gets sucked away on these alternate timelines that do not have anything to offer you. One of the biggest things we do in the Embracing Health course, which we are starting up again in June, you can get on the waiting list now, is to get your energy back on this timeline. And it is magic, because not only do we not need to like assign it to bring in our ideal lover or heal whatever the condition is in the body, that happens automatically. We just get it back. It just happens because when you get your energy back here now, we're going to erase this. We're going to get these other timelines dissolved and get your energy here now in your body. That's the only place you have power, is here and now. In the I am, right? I am here now on this timeline. There we go. Hope you like my visual imagery. I am here now. My energy is here now. The being that I am, the presence that I am, is here now in this moment, in this body. Is it uncomfortable? Yes, because you're going to dissolve this little nugget of like, wow, it was painful to be raised in a situation where I was taught I'm powerless. My power is outside myself. Where I was taught my value is about my achievements and my outer worth. Wow, I have so much compassion for myself. That was really hard. And I bring that energy back. Or wow, this thing I'm complaining about, I'm going to take my power back. I don't have to keep recreating that past over and over. This thing happened and it's a yes and. Yes, I was in this terrible situation. Maybe I was abused. Maybe it was in an accident. Maybe I had an injury. And who would I need to be to embrace that? Who would I need to be to have a resolution with my anger or fear? Or, you know, there's a lot of traumas we live, you guys. Compassion is a major key. I'll write it here. A major key to recollecting our energy back from these nuggets. So they're no longer, our energy is no longer going into creating this timeline, if only, right? Or the decision I made. So forgiveness, the decision I made, as much as like part of me doesn't like it, I'm going to stand by being in the I am in this moment where I made that decision, where that thing did happen, and where these were the circumstances. I first began to really recognize this way back when I was a resident on the pediatric ICU. The ICU is the intensive care unit, is the sickest of the sick. Pediatrics are like, you know, little guys, little kids, and these horrible, horrible situations with traumas. I was at a level one trauma center, Grady Hospital in Atlanta. And we had, I mean, just some of the sickest kids and really, really severe traumas. And I remember the moms being in a space where they just kept going back to, God, if only I had, you know, grabbed him sooner. If only we hadn't gone that day, you know, where we went. If only. And so much of their energy was creating chaos in their body, anxiety, regret. But it's a, it can't be rectified that way. We can't actually go back and do that. And so having the tools, which is one of the main things we do in the Embracing Health program, to let our energy be here now with that pain, with that circumstance. I mean, some of these things that we've been through are unthinkable. Rather than suppressing them, and then we just kind of get by and stay very busy, but we don't actually access our full energy and our full potential. So we're going to bring those up and use some tools to let that process. One thing you can do right now, if you look at any of these, like traumas you've been through, your upbringing, your experiences, other people, blame, any of these decisions you made, is to just welcome everything that created. Right? And breathe here now in the body. Be here now in the body with that pain, with that sadness, regret, resentment. Some of it might be grief, right? Call a friend to hold your hand through this. But right now, we're going to breathe into the heart. You can tap on your heart. You just relax your shoulders. You can place your hands on your heart and just say, you can say it out loud, body, it's okay to be here now on this timeline. It's okay for me, all of what I am, to be here now in this moment where that isn't what happened and this is what happened, to receive that and actually breathe through it. So whatever comes up for you, breathe into those energies, those feelings, even if it's just 2%, even if you just move 2% of the grief, it might feel too much to touch on right now. just a little bit of soft belly, just a little bit of full breath. Breathe as if it is the heart, breathing in and expanding, and breathing out and letting it go. I'm willing to be here now in this timeline. And you might physically see yourself like dissolving those little nuggets of the other timelines, bringing your energy back, like actually allowing a dissolution of these little, you know, we're gonna smooth them over. I'll color them in here. It's okay. I have resolved these open-ended nuggets, and I have, here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna draw a nice thick space to let our energy course back in to us here now in this moment. We can resolve this. We can let all of this dissolve and bring our energy back. You don't have to keep the mind, right? Your mind can be in another dimension, another reality where this thing happened instead. Oh, that's the life I really should be living, but now I'm over here. It's a schism. It's a separation. It cuts us off from our power. Well, guess what? You're not going to create the majesty, the magnificent, the amazingness that your heart has in store for you right here, right now, on this timeline, if you don't access more of your personal power. What if what I told you was all you need is like 2% more of your power here now on this timeline, in this moment, to activate all of your heart's desires that are ready to happen right now? That amazing person coming into your life, those incredible opportunities that spark new passions, money, wealth, resources to invest in the experiences, the activity, maybe the business of your dreams, right? It's all here now. It's here now. Are you here now? Is your energy here now? Let's get it back. And so you can do this breathing exercise to witness. You can join me for this year's Embracing Health group. It's a year-long journey. We are opening the doors to that soon. If you get on the waiting list for the Embracing Health program, which you can do right now, you will have a special offer up front to have an extra integration month with me in a small group setting. The link for this is at drkimd.com/health. What we have in store for you this year is potent. It is profound. We are calling not only all of your energy back, but activating your centers, activating your life force, right? Your life force is here to create for you, not just all the breath you're going to ever need and the ability to digest the food and the nutrients, but all of the resources, people, money, activities that make you more fully alive. Life is here to support you, and you are here to contribute to the world. And if you don't have access to all of your energy, all of your vitality, that your immune system can just rebalance, clear disease, be strong, you can digest your food, you feel vitality and energy, we've got to get your energy back. It can be so simple. It's not about a magic pill. It's about who are you being in this moment? Are you still carrying those traumas, those resentments, those regrets, those stories, that blame? Or are you willing to allow a resolution and receive what you need, the compassion to let a full resolution happen and get your energy back? If you're ready to join me this year, get on the waiting list now. It's at drkimd.com/health. And as I mentioned, I will be inviting you to a special small group experience with me as a kickstart if you are on the waiting list before we officially open the doors. So you can go there now and subscribe to the waiting list for Embracing Health. We're starting in a couple of months. For all of us, though, we're all ready to live more fully alive. So share with me in the comments here, who would I be if I resourced all of my power? Who would I be if I knew I was infinitely worthy of receiving my heart's desires? Who would I be if I did get the clarity on what I really want and the resources to create that. These are all the things we will be doing over the next year together, and you're invited. But for everyone in the community, I would love to hear from you, and I would love to continue to assist you here in Mind Body TV. We'll be here each week live at 11 a.m. Mountain Time on Wednesdays. Share this with people that you love. Like the video, subscribe, hit the bell if you're in YouTube because it will alert you when we post new content. I would love for everyone to have this awareness, to realize where you're losing your energy and have the tools to call it back because we all are worthy of being fully alive. I love you so much. You've been listening to the Mind Body TV podcast with Dr. Kim DeRamo. For a special download to assist with integrating this work, go to drkimd.com/podcast.